It's hard to appreciate just how seriously the town takes its white squirrels.
We've advertised them, protected them, fed them, nursed them. You name it, we've tried to do it.
It's a symbol of Olney, I guess.
Not everybody has them. There's something very unique, and we enjoy seeing them and taking care of them.
That last testimonial is Belinda Hinton. She's the one who organized the anniversary festival, quite possibly the largest celebration of white squirrels to date. Olney's not the only town in the U.S. to boast of white squirrels. In fact, there are at least three others. But people who study these types of things, like the Squirrel Lovers Association, say the town of Olney promotes the squirrels far more than the other towns. They pray for the white squirrels.
That we give thanks to God for the uniqueness that white squirrels have added to the city of Olney. We pray, Lord, hear our prayer.
The police have a white squirrel profile on the arm of their uniforms. They even have a town song about them. After all this hype and hours spent in the town, I had yet to even see one of the albino creatures. So I enlisted the help of Squirrel Lovers President Greg Bassett.
There's one on the ground, right over there.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
Do you want to try to feed him?
You want to try?
Sure.
Take a peek on with you.
Okay.
Just hold your fingers. Just try and take it from
How close should I get?
He might take a
squat down and call him over to you.
Hey, you. He's not interested.
Just go slowly so you'll move fast.
Yay, he did it. I can't believe he's not scared.
Pretty, aren't they? Come here.
The squirrels are remarkably clean. They're pure white with a tail like spun sugar and little pink eyes. No one knows exactly how they got to Olney. Legend has it they were either left by a traveling circus or set free by a resident who had a couple on display at a local tavern. And experts are baffled as to why the squirrels stay. Various universities, biologists, and state agencies have studied the rodents at Olney and the other towns the white squirrels inhabit, but they can't explain why they're not found more than 2 miles outside town limits. Whatever the reason, they're big business in the small town of Olney.
White squirrels are to Olney what the Eiffel Tower is to Paris. And I know they're very protective of their white squirrels, and they should be for that reason. It is very important to them.
And residents will continue to celebrate them, selling squirrel feeders, houses, buttons, T-shirts, and yard signs, just to name a few. But even lifelong resident and composer Mary Lou Jenkins admits it is possible to go a little overboard.
I wrote the song Willie on his little white squirrel, and I think it's a cute song because... Olney is famous for their white squirrels, but they're not my whole life.
I'm Allie Kawa.
Will we be careful crossing streets?